This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris, and it's time for All Tech Considered. We're talking cell phones today. First up, another way personal phones are turning into megaphones, devices for talking to thousands of people at once. And at the same time, another way companies are grabbing personal data for marketing purposes. From member station WPLN in Nashville, Blake Farmer has this story about text messaging the crowd at some big concerts.
Who wants to win tonight's Chevy Best Seats in the House?
To win, send a text message to the 5-digit code on the screens. A few fans at this year's Country Music Association Fan Fair have a shot at getting close enough to the stage to catch Keith Urban's sweat. Most won't be so lucky, but their text message will be part of the virtual chat room by the stage. Fan shout-outs go to 20-foot-high video screens for 50,000 people to see. Stacy Richford and her mom Sharon let their thumbs fly with whatever comes to mind.
Lester Mass loves CMA Fest, all this kind of stuff. Say hi to our friends that are over in this section.
Yeah, telling my girls I love them. Where's Kenny Chesney?
Where is Kenny Chesney?
Not here.
He should be coming home with me, but he's not. Yeah. I don't know where he is.
Some messages are a bit too colorful, which is why the screens are moderated by someone backstage. The screen sensor is a lot busier at a Lady Gaga show than at a Billy Graham revival, where the messages cite chapter and verse. Both are clients of a West Coast tech company called Moses, spelled with a Z, which for now has little competition in its corner of an emerging field called mobile engagement.
Feels almost like the Wild West right now.
Mark Confroy heads the Nashville office of Moses and predicts concert texting will soon become standard practice. It already has for country music's top acts like Taylor Swift and Rascal Flatts.
Sooner or later, like, the doors are going to bust open and, like, it's going to be very normal for fans to participate in this way.
Confroy calls it capturing fans at the point of inspiration. Other companies have targeted nightclubs, and several firms have developed do-it-yourself text-to-screen software. For the big concerts, as many as half the people in the crowd participate. Some 15% in attendance will agree to get future messages from the artist or organization. Confroy says a little help from the stage can drive the opt-in rate even higher.
We've had some clients, like Leanne Rimes, for example, on one of her last tours, she was like, hey, I'd love to meet some of you guys after the show. Text something like wine to have a glass of wine with me on my tour bus after the show. She's all crazy response for that.
In a page out of the Obama campaign playbook, Moses' clients are padding databases with hundreds of thousands of cell phone numbers. The information allows them a near immediate link to fans. Unlike emails, people are more likely to open a text message. When the Country Music Association does get around to asking something of fans, they'll get a message 5 minutes before the CMA primetime TV special airs, reminding them to watch.
All you have to do is text the word Chevy to 66.
That seat upgrade is still on the table. And though festival attendee Donna Potts isn't as fast with her fingers as younger fans, she has fumbled her way through a few entries. She opted out of getting future texts, but Potts fears she may get cold calls anyway.
I think it's terrible, to be quite honest with you, but they're giving you something to entice you to do so.
Yeah, you think it's terrible, but you're still texting in.
Exactly. Yeah, well, anybody'd like an upgrade, let's face it.
If Potts is any indicator, even fans who keep a death grip on their contact information can't resist the chance at front row seats and seeing their two cents on the big screen. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.